Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, here we go. Well, this is why you have post-game shows. This should be an interesting one tonight. I know there's one dude out there that's happy with the decision to have Mikel bunt there in the eighth inning. Either way, we'll get to that. Phone lines are open for you. Royals lose game one in Chicago as they continue to struggle. I mean, season-long, continue to struggle with runners in scoring position. I know I was excited with what we saw in St. Louis. Man, I was feeling good, wondering if indeed this offense is now ready to carry some of that burden that this rotation, that this pitching staff has been shouldering for the first 60-plus games. I was hoping, but the offense unable to help out Seth Lugo or an exhausted bullpen. Some bad base running, a lot of bad defense, add it all up, and the Royals lose in a very White Sox fashion. The White Sox are the team that are... They're the ones that are supposed to be making the defensive miscues and throwing the ball all over the field, and... I mean, they did have some base-running miscues, but the Royals did as well. 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. And again, an absolutely wiped-out bullpen. I know you're giving Chris Bubich a break, but... Man, Michael Lorenzen, yeah, I don't know. Listen, there's a lot to get to. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I mentioned, I know there's one guy happy with Mikel's, well, it's not Mikel's decision. It came from the bench. I know there's one guy happy with Matt Quatrero's decision to bunt Mikel there in the eighth. The guy that called up yesterday after the game one loss in St. Louis and wanted Mikel to bunt in the third inning. It was 1-0 Royals in the third inning, 2-1 with nobody out, and he's saying, bunt Mikel. Now, I disagreed with him. I don't want my number three hitter bunting in the third inning of a one-run game that you lead. Now, I'm not completely opposed to the idea of Mikel Garcia bunting in the eighth inning. I don't hate the idea. The reason why I disagreed with it is because of the situation in the bottom of the eighth inning, in the bottom of the ninth inning. After the bullpen picked up six innings of relief in game two yesterday, while also pitching their tails off in game one yesterday, right? Six innings out of the bullpen in game two, you get just about four innings out of the bullpen in game one. So 10 innings logged yesterday by a bullpen, and there were no corresponding moves. Well, I guess he got rid of a pitcher, right? Andrew Hoffman, the 27th man, no longer around. You kept Noah Cameron. You're going to start Michael Lorenzen on Sunday. You're giving Chris Bubich a week plus to rest in his first full season coming off of Tommy John surgery. So the bullpen was wiped out. Seth Lugo, falls short of his standard, a standard that he set a season ago, but five innings of two-run baseball, you gave your team a chance to win. Did the team need six innings out of him? Yeah, sure. Didn't get it, but he kept you in the game. And offensively, the Royals had opportunities. Now, Salvi comes to the dish in the first with two on and two outs, and he swings through 96. But the most glaring missed chance happens there in the top of the eighth inning. 2-2 game, Jonathan India draws a leadoff walk. Bobby Witt Jr. then blisters one to center field, and it's first and second with nobody out. Michael squares to bunt, bunts it back to the pitcher. Nice play there by Leisure. Fields the bunt and makes a strong throw to third base to get Jonathan India. Now, the game wasn't over there. Personally, I wanted Michael to swing away because I thought he would come through. And I thought you needed multiple runs there. Because of your depleted bullpen, because you're not going to use Michael Lorenzen out of the bullpen tonight, because he's going to start on Sunday instead of what could have been Chris Bubich. Now, before I get deeper, I'm all about investing in the future, right? You need Chris Bubich good to go in the second half of the season. So if you're punting on tonight for the betterment of the remaining 98 games, we'll see. I can understand that, but we'll see. But if you're telling me we're not using Bubich, we're not using Lorenzen, and the bullpen is absolutely taxed, I need multiple runs there in the top of the eighth. I'm not playing for one. I know you trust your relievers. You trust Taylor Clark or whoever else you were going to go to. You're not using Carlos Estevez. You're not using Angel Zerpa after he went three innings yesterday. There weren't many options out there. You're not going to Steven Cruz after he went two innings. There weren't many options out there. I get that. So with that being said, for as much as you believe in your guys, to think that a one-run lead is going to be enough, to me, furthermore, to think that both of those runs would have been plated if Michael gets that bunt down, to think that India and Bobby would have come across to score, I think is wishful thinking. Vinny and Salvi tonight 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Now, did that decision cost them the game? No, it doesn't come down to one move. To me, it's not on cue. It's on everyone, to be quite honest with you. Sure, some on cue, some on Michael for not executing, some on Salvi, some on Vinny for not coming through with their opportunities. But as I say that about Vinny, I got to give credit to Josh Rojas. He made an outstanding play at second base to rob Vinny of what would have been an RBI single to put the boys ahead in the eighth inning. But bad base running from Jonathan India, bad defense from Jonathan India, bad defense from Taylor Clark, a rare error from Michael Garcia. We could go on and on and on about why the Royals lost this game. There are plenty of culprits. Again, the Royals tonight 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They are now dead last in Major League Baseball with an OPS of 6.06 with runners in scoring position. 30th out of 30 teams. Royals lose 7-2. Two more to go on the south side of Chicago, and they better get both of them. Can't be losing to Chicago. Listen, you lost 2 of 3 at home to the Detroit Tigers. I know there's still plenty of time, but the division is not even on my radar right now. I'm not even worried about the Detroit Tigers. The division is theirs right now. But you can't be dropping 2 of 3, even if it is in their yard. If you're a playoff team, go handle your business. And we're talking about the big bats again. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby. Go handle your business. 913-586-7965. Royals have lost each of the last 8 games in which they were favored. 8 straight. All right, let's go to Hayden in Atchison. Hayden, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the Michael bunt. I didn't understand that. Had runners on first and second. He's up on the count, 2-0. Didn't get it. Just disappointing. Coming into tonight, we only won 2 of our last 8 series. Got some big opponents coming up this month. Do you think we're going to end the month of June above 500?
They better. Yeah, I mean, they better. That's the expectation. You called Jack Caglione up. He's here to win. You didn't call him up to sell tickets, you know. The expectation is October. The goal is the World Series. So, yes, I expect another winning month, just like we saw in April, just like we saw in May. Now, that's the expectation. You have the talent. The trade deadline is a month and a half away, so you have time to maneuver the roster, add to the roster, improve the roster. No, I don't expect this organization to sit idly by as the division began to slip away. What did they do? Call up Jack Caglione. You know, if the wild card, I mean, the wild card's not slipping away, man. There's way too many teams in it, way too much time left. So, yeah. Wild card, yes. I don't see the Royals nosediving to a place where we're begging for an opportunity to have a chance at the wild card. No, they're going to be in the mix. The pitching is too good. Even with the subpar performances we've seen from Reagans and Lugo surrounding their injuries. Because, well, honestly, those guys have been offset by the other pitchers. You know, with what Bubich is doing and Cameron and Michael Wacha. Appreciate the phone call, Hayden. Let's go to Bill in Overland Park. Bill, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I can't get too upset about this game. I mean, Chicago's on an upswing. And, you know, that's baseball. You just got to be ready to go out tomorrow and be ready and forget this game. That's all. But I wanted to ask you about India. Where did he come from?
Cincinnati.
Why did the Royals...
Brady Singer trade.
Did they mainly get him for his offense? I mean, batting or...
On-base percentage. Yeah, they liked that he had an on-base percentage for the career around .355. They wanted somebody to lead off for this team, you know, to get on base in front of Bobby Witt Jr. They didn't, you know, had Michael Garcia been doing what he's doing this season, last season, I don't think Jonathan India is wearing a Royals uniform.
Yeah. Well, I think he's an interesting player. I think he'll work out myself. But anyway,
he's hard-nosed. Yeah, thank you. India, following tonight's 0-for-3 with the walk, has an on-base percentage of .331. So about 25 points below his career average. Yeah, we saw a horrible throw to Bobby Witt Jr. at second base on what could have been an inning-ending double play in the 8th inning. Now, India makes a better throw there. Listen, I'm not saying the Royals would have come back. It's still a 2-run deficit at that time. But yeah, bad throw there by India. Bad slide into third on that bunt from Michael Garcia. India's a hard-nosed player. I think he makes the clubhouse better, and he brings the toughness that this team needs. But yeah, so far, 64 games into his Royals career, it's been disappointing. But I'm sure they're saying the same thing in Cincinnati about Brady Singer. Bill, nice to hear from you. We go to Michael in Lee Summit. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall back to 2 games above 500. The record is 33-31. They're in 4th place in the division, Michael. Go ahead. I think we lost Michael. I don't think he's there, but I appreciate the attempt, Mike. Yeah, we lost him. How about Caleb in Olathe? Is Caleb hanging on? Caleb, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. No, doesn't sound like Caleb's there either. How about David in Kansas City? David, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'm here, Josh. Good. After back from Kansas, St. Louis.
Well, good to have you. Glad you made it back home. Hoped you held your breath.
Oh, I did. I was there for that Tuesday game, and that was quite the biggest comeback there. But let's talk about tonight's game. Vinny is still hitting. That's good. And it's hard to I can understand him making errors when there's 37,000 hostile fans out there. But I don't know. Mix, Jack Gaglione, can he be relegated to just pinch hit status? He is 1 for 17. Well, I'll give him a few more times at bat. And Seth Lugo, I thought he had a quality start. I texted my friend Sam that I went up to St. Louis and he got a quality start. So, on the whole, I thought it was a pretty good game. I think we're getting our mojo back. We got to win a couple series on the road and take it home.
Wow, all right. Hey, David, thanks for the phone call. Hey, how about that attitude? Changing the definition of a quality start. Okay, yeah, and you should give Cag some time. Caglione tonight, 0 for 4. Hits a 110-mile-per-hour rocket at the first baseman in his first trip to the dish. Struck out looking at a changeup in his second at-bat. Lined one to center field. Luis Robert made a nice sliding catch on it, his third at-bat. And then leading off the ninth inning, he goes to the opposite field, hits it 110 miles per hour to the wall in left field. Great catch by the White Sox lefty. Was that Benintendi that made that play? So Cags takes an 0 for 4. He's 1 for 17. And no, if he's here, he's in the lineup every single day. Well, occasionally, he'll get a day off, right? Once, twice a month. But if you're calling that dude up, you're calling him up to play. So, no, he's not going to be relegated to anything. Appreciate the phone call. It opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 7-2. They've now been held to 3 runs or fewer in 40 of the first 64 games. Royals averaging 3.4 runs per game. That's bottom third in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your calls after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-1. Swing and a shot toward the alley in left center. That's way back. And that ball is going to be out of here. It's a home run. Michael Garcia goes deep. And he ties this game 1-1. Garcia with his seventh homer on the year.
And that seventh home run matches his career high. Michael still has 98 games to go. Homers on back-to-back days for the first time in his career. Ties the game up at one as he belts a changeup over the middle there in the top of the third inning with two out and nobody on. Michael goes 408 feet to left center field, 107 miles per hour off his bat. Three pitches later, Vinny would smash his team-leading ninth home run, and the Royals fell behind in the second inning, but come right back in the third to take a 2-1 lead. That lead would vanish in the fifth. Seth Lugo misses to Mike Tauchman. He ties the game up at two. It would remain 2-2 until the eighth, and that's when it all just fell apart. A trio of poor defensive plays and Jonathan Boland just out of gas in the eighth, and the Royals lose this one. Game one in Chicago, 7-2, the final score. But that home run from Michael, that was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Michael went 1-for-4 on the night. His batting average falls to .310. 12th best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Chad in Parkville. Chad, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? Hey. Talked to you a couple weeks ago about where the power went. Well, you know, three homers. I mean, loving where the power is getting back.
That's a good but point, yeah.
Couple questions about Jack. Why does he keep leading off? It feels like he's leading off every inning. Every time he's a bat, he's leading off.
No, the guy hitting above him is Salvador Perez making the third out. Should we move who down?
Maybe Jack, just one spot down. Just one spot down.
Sure, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a reason, or what are you talking about?
Well, just so he's not leading off. Don't put that pressure on that kid. If he's not leading off,
well,
maybe
you don't
somebody
control
else gets
it. Yeah, well, that's not going to guarantee that he doesn't
but
lead
the
off.
Four-game sample, man, that dude's leading off two out of four times he's batting.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a compliment to him. Maybe teams are attacking Salvi differently because they see that mutant standing in the on deck.
Yeah, okay. Strategy on the defense, okay, good, yeah. How about that umpire tonight?
Oh, brutal. That
brutal.
But it went both ways. I don't know if you're saying the same thing.
It did. We got the call too, but
yep.
That Jack had to look at that pitch. No way.
Yeah.
That's all
I really
wanted to say.
Yeah, that was borderline. I understand the frustration. I could go either way on that one.
But again, it went both ways. I mean, Lugo got calls too.
Sure. No doubt.
But I think if they would have moved that box on the TV screen about, millimeters left, we wouldn't have these complaints. But boy, a lot of balls that were strikes, a lot of strikes that were balls.
Sure. Well, it benefited the Royals yesterday, that's for sure. I think they got a few breaks in that nightcap in St. Louis. But, that's bound to happen. And anytime you hear umpires being discussed on a post-game show, that is
I know. I don't want to use that, Royal. I mean, Chiefs fan. I hate the, you know, refs are involved and all that. I don't want to use it, but boy, they were way off tonight, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Or he was.
No, I appreciate the phone call, Chad. Well, there's nobody in baseball that's worse than the Royals when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. They're even worse than the umpires. Royals 0 for 5 tonight. Vinny and Salvi 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. Let's go to Sam in South Kansas City. Sam, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I got a few thoughts on tonight's game. You know, should we be losing games to teams like the White Sox? Absolutely not. I mean, you know, we should be sweeping teams like the White Sox. And I'm not going to deny that tonight was just absolutely abysmal. This was a terrible game for the Royals. Just errors all over the place. Pitching wasn't on it. It was just a bad game. But, you know, if I could just offer some thoughts to other Royals fans possibly listening, you know, I encourage you to go look at the wild card standings where we are right now. We're one game back in the wild card. I know it's June. I know it's too early to think about that kind of stuff.
They're a game and a half back, and they better be.
Yeah.
Sam, exactly. Come on. We're not spiking a football that they're a game and a half out of the playoffs with two teams that they need to leapfrog before they grab that third wild card spot. That's not a reason for celebration. That's the bare minimum for this team.
No, I'm not celebrating it. I'm just saying that, like, you know, we have no reason to freak out right now. We're still in that conversation. We're still there. And, you know, I feel like that maybe there's just too much expectations on Jack Caglione. I mean, the kid obviously
not
has
at all.
A lot.
I mean, but who? I mean, who's? It's you seem like you're building a straw man argument here. No one's upset with Jack Caglione tonight.
No.
I'm not looking at the text line right now, but I don't think there's a lot of pressure on Cags. The pressure's on Salvi and Vinny and Bobby to pick it up.
And that's absolutely fair. You know, as an insider yourself, you know, what do you think? Do you think that calling up Cags has kind of give the rest of the offense that boost that they need? And, you know, what do you think that reason is why? Do you think they just want to get shown up by a rookie?
Well, no. I appreciate the phone call. Caglione's presence helps the team. As I was just discussing, when he's standing on deck, with all due respect to Drew Waters and Michael Massey and Nick Lofton and John Rave, if I'm a big league pitcher and I see Jack Caglione on deck, even though the guy has one big league hit to his name and doesn't have any dirt in his spikes at all, despite that fact, I'm going to pitch the guy at the dish a little bit more aggressively when I see Caglione on deck as opposed to Kyle Isbell or Mark Canna. So he helps the team in that front. I do think that in St. Louis, when you see a young man making his big league debut and, you know, all wide-eyed with his family there and everybody's having a good time and everyone's laughing and smiling, it reminds you of your big league debut and, you know, the fun that you had and the joy that you played with. So, yeah, I'm sure that part of Caglione's presence had the effect on his teammates that, you know, loosened him up a little bit. But do I think that Jack Caglione walking in makes anyone a better ball player? No. His presence makes the lineup better. His childlike enthusiasm reminds everyone of why you're playing the game. You know, maybe the aggressive nature that the front office showed to promote him this early into the season is a reminder to the guys of what the expectation is. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of a boost. But as I was discussing earlier today on the On Deck Show, yeah, Cags has something to do with it. But I also think Michael Garcia moving up to the three spot has something to do with it as he continues to give off those Lorenzo Cain vibes in the three spot. But if you look at what happened in St. Louis, as the Royals scored more than four runs in three consecutive games for the first time all season, I hate to sound so repetitive, but Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Bobby scored a run in every single game, right? Salvi went 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. And Vinny Pasquantino was responsible for multiple runs in all three games. Cags, no doubt, plays a role. But this offense before Cags and with Cags begins with Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Those three were very good in St. Louis. Michael was very good in St. Louis. Moving forward, those big three must be good. For this team to have a chance, they must be good. And then the complementary pieces around them is what can take this offense from average, slightly below average, to good enough. You know, it's going to need, as it's currently constructed, you need everybody. The stars must be stars, and the complementary pieces must execute at a high level. Hasn't happened all that much. Those two things haven't aligned all that much so far this season. No doubt you need to make an acquisition prior to the trade deadline. And to go back to the previous caller talking about Salvi ending the inning in all four of his at-bats tonight, Salvi 0-for-4, Cags led off all four innings that he came to the dish. Yeah, you know, I want a right-handed bat to hit in the five spot from outside the organization. I would like to see Salvi, as the summer months approach, I'd like to see Salvi hitting seventh in this lineup. Yeah, 913-586-7965. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Larry in Kansas City. Larry, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk baseball, but if you don't mind, I'd like to digress from the Royals. Is that okay?
We'll see. Go for it.
Okay. There must be a lot of baseball history buffs in your audience, and I'd just like to recommend two programs that are readily available on YouTube. Okay. The first one is a documentary called Brooklyn Dodgers, The Ghost of Flatbush. And of course, Flatbush was a neighborhood where Ebbets Field was. Yep. And it's just a terrific documentary. It emphasizes the relationship between a rabid fan base and a team that they just love.
Is that the Ken Burns documentary?
It is not Ken Burns. It is Ken Burns quality, but it's not done by Ken Burns. It's called The Ghosts of Flatbush. It's just terrific. The second program is an interview, and you can Google Tim Russert and four Hall of Fame catchers. Mm. And it's an interview that Tim Russert did at the Yogi Berra Museum about 25 years ago with Gary Carter, Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, and Carlton Fisk.
Wow.
And anyway, they spend about 45 minutes just talking baseball, talking about the catcher position. And the highlight of the show is Carlton Fisk's description of a confrontation he had with Neon Deion Sanders at home plate in Yankee Stadium. And I won't go into the details, but if you watch this interview, it's just a delight to watch. And if you watch these two programs, you'll say, my gosh, baseball is a wonderful game, and that's why I love it so much.
So, oh, Larry, I really appreciate that. I will most certainly sit down and watch both of those. Thank you very much.
Well, I'd like to make one other thing.
All
the Royals broadcasters are great, but I think they ought to ask our new superstar how he wants his last name pronounced. I know this is Kansas City and it's not Rome, but he might want his Italian heritage honored, Caglianone. And anyway, if he doesn't care, then I don't care, but he might appreciate having his name pronounced correctly.
Yeah, no, they've asked. Yeah, they've asked.
Oh, they've asked. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good stuff, Larry. Thanks, Coach. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Royals lose game one to the White Sox. Jonathan Bolin takes the loss because somebody had to. meaning somebody in that bullpen was going to wear it tonight. After logging the type of frames that that relieving core did a night ago, a day ago, without any reserves, showing up in Chicago, someone was going to wear it. And unfortunately, Jonathan Bolin was the guy that had to wear it. He takes the loss, his first of the season. Seth Lugo made the start, and it didn't feel as if he was pitching all that good. I mean, he wasn't. But the final line, five innings of two-run baseball, you know, it's hard to get too down on the 35-year-old making his second start since coming back from the IL. And he made pitches when he needed to. Now, the White Sox helped him out as well with some awful inning-ending base running in the second inning. But Lugo had two on with nobody out in the fourth. Bases loaded with one out, and he got out of it. He struck out Luis Robert, who just stared at strike three. I think he thought it was strike two. Ryan pointed that out on television, and I think he's 100% right. Luis Robert stared at strike three like it was strike two. And then Seth Lugo got Josh Rojas swinging through a curveball. Well, things could have really gotten sideways tonight for Lugo, but he was able to hold it down thanks in, you know, small part to a great defensive play by Vinny Pasquantino to finish off the fifth. Vinny had a nice night. A solid night defensively, and of course runs into his team-leading ninth home run. I want to hear what Seth Lugo had to say after his five innings of two-run baseball, two walks, five punch-outs. He had this to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
How would you evaluate your start on the mound tonight against the White Sox?
I thought I threw the ball, you know, pretty well. Thought I executed for the most part. You know, I thought I... you know, mixed speeds well. I got a lot of my pitches to pretty good locations, and you know, obviously want the win there, but you know, I'm pleased with you know, how it went today.
How are you able to bear down, I believe in the fourth inning there when they got the bases loaded and you went to get your off speeds to get some strikeouts?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough situation right there. You know, a couple guys that I faced in the past, but you know, I was trying to get a double play ball there, but you know, didn't Roberts, I guess he was sitting soft, so you know, took a couple fastballs and you know, made a couple really good breaking ball pitches to Rojas to get out of it.
Matt said the Fignor was feeling good after this start. Any issues as far as dealing with that throughout the night?
No, I think you know, as a second start off the DL, I feel like I'm you know, understanding, you know, what it's going to feel like and, you know, how to get around that and how to execute pitches with how it is. And, you know, I'd say it's, you know, feeling better than last one for sure.
Is it something like you gained comfort throughout this specific start, or is that something you kind of developed in your first one off the IL?
I would say this one for sure, you know, knowing what it's going to feel like and, you know, how to get pitch shapes how I want them and, you know, more repetition with, you know, what it feels like, and you know, I'm feeling a lot more confident right now with it.
Are you doing anything treatment-wise in between starts to, you know, manage it and, you know, keep that inflammation down?
Yeah, that's pretty much my daily routine is, you know, try to keep the inflammation out and, you know, try to get it feeling as good as possible for each start.
There you go. That's Seth Lugo following his first start on the road in more than a month. Again, he's not getting a decision after this one. Five innings, Royals lose by five. Let's head up to Chicago as almost 37,000 turned out the first sellout of the season at Guaranteed Rate Ballpark. We go to Mike in the Windy City. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, it was Hispanic Heritage Night plus Friday Night Fireworks, so that's why they were sold out.
Can't beat it.
It wasn't because of their baseball team, that's for sure.
Hey, we're the great location. No,
bro. I mean to tell you, I'm gonna get to that in just a moment. I'm on summer vacation with my 16-year-old son, and we went to St. Louis yesterday for the doubleheader, and saw that game, and then we drove up to Chicago and to see, you know, a couple of games.
Sweet.
Up here against the Sox.
Nice, good.
Hey,
for
Kansas
you. Have
City.
Fun.
It is, man. It's a. I mean, we had so much fun at Busch yesterday, and Raid Field. It's a great stadium. Nice stadium. But Kansas City, be careful what you wish for with downtown stadiums. Okay? We are all spoiled of being at the K with the parking and in and out real quick. it ain't like that, Vern, downtown at Busch, and it sure isn't like that here downtown at Raitt Field. It's a disaster.
Yeah, that place sucks. I mean,
it's
the location
terrible. The parking
sucks.
Is just abysmal up here, right. You know. So as I'm driving, currently driving past Soldier Field here on the lakeshore, I know that, you know, in between the doubleheader, a lot of guys, people calling in upset with Q's decision to pull Cameron and the bullpen blew it. And then we were listening to the postgame show from St. Louis last night when you were like, yeah, well, how about that bullpen? Q pushed all the right buttons.
And I think tonight, Bobby blew it, but okay.
You know, right. And then tonight, the eighth inning, just, you know, bowling out of gas, Michael with the air, Taylor Clark with the missed pickoff, Salvi with the pass ball and run scored. I just looked at some White Sox fans that we were sitting next to, and I'm like, I don't know this team. They don't play like this.
Right.
Who's this?
Right. Yeah.
I just don't know.
Maybe they're just tired. You know, I mean, that's not an excuse, and I hate that I even said it, but, man, I would love to say they're just wiped out after yesterday. But, shoot, man, look what you guys just did.
I mean, a doubleheader,
right? You made the trip,
right?
Too. Yeah,
we
you
did.
Made the trip. Yeah.
And I didn't fly charter either, brother. We made the five-hour
right.
drive from St. Louis.
Yeah, you're fending for yourself, fighting for your life out
right.
here.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, we're going to have a good time regardless of whether they win or lose. But, I mean, it sure would be nice
for them to play
Royals baseball and not just play down to your competition. Because, like the prior caller said, you know, you're looking at wild card standings. We got to get above Minnesota. We have to get above Cleveland to even be concerned about making a playoff spot. Until they do that, we're not making the playoffs, sir.
No, they need to start playing like a good team, not just a good
right.
pitching staff, right?
I mean, maybe Reagans and Lugo, because they were on the shelf for a little while, you know, okay, Reagans has made one start. Lugo, I think this was his second since coming back. Maybe they get back into the fold. I mean, Cameron's pitching great. I'm walking.
But even with those guys as your number four and five, you know, Lugo and Reagans right now are your four and five, and it's not that bad with Bubic, Waka, and Cameron, like you're saying.
I mean, right. I mean, if Lugo, can you imagine if Lugo and Reagans go up against the other team's four and five, and the way that Cameron and Bubic are pitching against the other team's one and two, they should be winning 7 out of 10. I mean, I just think eight out of ten. That's
right.
All right, brother. Hey, let you go. Tell everybody in Kansas City we said hi, and we're going to go get the job done tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Stay away from that pizza. Go get some of that Italian beef. That's what
I already had one at the ballpark, brother. You got
it. My man. Way to go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, listen. Hitting with runners in scoring position. Last year, fifth best in baseball. This year, the worst in baseball. Last year, one of the five best base running teams in the sport. Not the case this year. And defensively, they have outstanding players at third, at short, in center, behind the dish, at first base. Now, Massey, when he's out there at second base. They have the defense. They have a defense that should be much better than what we've seen so far in the first 64. Royals lose tonight in Chicago. 7-2 the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Again, 913-586-7965. We get back to your phone calls and take a look at your text messages after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
We're on the third base side just a little bit. Shot down the right field line, and that ball is gone. Back-to-back homers. Michael Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, and the Royals take a 2-1 lead here in Chicago. Vinny has been on fire. And that's his ninth homer on the year. He leads the club. So back-to-back strikeouts followed by back-to-back home runs.
Yeah, put the Royals up 2-1 there in the top of the third inning as they answered right back. Oh, man, White Sox put a run on the board in the second inning, but the Royals put two on the board in the third. 2-1 after three. Chicago would tie it up in the fifth. It would remain tied going into the eighth inning. Five runs would come in to score against Jonathan Bolin and the defense of Jonathan India and the defense of Michael Garcia and the decision-making of Taylor Clark. There were a lot of culprits in that bottom of the eighth inning, and there were also culprits in the top half of the eighth inning. The manager, Michael Garcia's inability to get a good bunt down, don't hit it back to the pitcher. A great play by the White Sox second baseman to rob Vinny of a RBI knock. Salvi 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Royals lose 7-2, and there's a lot of reasons why. But Vinny reaches base twice tonight. He's now reached base in a career-best 22 straight games. Pasquantino's batting .346 since the end of April. All right, let me take a look at the text line real quick. Are we sure we want to do that? No, I haven't looked at the text line in a while. It can't be that bad. But before we do that, let me point out the obvious. Bobby Witt Jr. was tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Bob goes 2-for-4. He now has a hit in all five games here in the month of June. But Bobby goes 2-for-4 tonight with a pair of singles and just played an outstanding shortstop once again. And I mentioned how poor Jonathan India played defensively at second base. It could have been a lot worse if not for the freaky athleticism of Bobby Witt Jr. You know, that poor throw from Jonathan India in the eighth inning, right? It's bases loaded, one out. Royals at this point trail 4-2. Ground ball off of the bat of Josh Rojas. It would have been a tough double play, but this is the big leagues. Make the play. Jonathan India fields, spins, and throws wide to the bag at second where Bobby's waiting. But Bobby, being the freakazoid that he is, comes off the bag. Somehow snow cones that bad boy. Reaches far enough off the bag to save what could have been a disaster. And because his foot came off the bag as he was reaching for that wide throw from India, Bob has the presence of mind to get back to the bag and lay his glove on the base before Luis Robert slides into second. I don't know what Robert was doing. That was horrible
awareness, aggressiveness, horrible base running by Robert, and Bobby takes advantage. So Bob saved at least a run there, but that's why he wears the gold, as Hud would say. That's why Bob is the best defensive shortstop in the American League. He was last year, and he is again this season. So Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. You can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well. Bobby, by the way, now has a hit in 13 straight games against the White Sox. He's a lifetime 324 batter against the Southsiders. All right, yeah, let's look at the text line. Let's see what Danny in Overland Park, he says the bullpen's really missing Lucas Erceg. No doubt. Lucas Erceg, you dive into the numbers, he's not just one of the 10 best relievers in the sport. He's one of the 20 best pitchers in the sport prior to the injury. No doubt, any team would miss Lucas Erceg, especially one. Well, honestly, teams with a lesser rotation would miss him even more than the Royals are missing him, right? They've actually done a pretty bang-up job in his absence. For as good as he is, you would think that the crater being left by the hard-throwing righty would be larger. I'm with you. But they've actually done a pretty nice job. They've done a great job of covering the Harvey and Erceg injury, just like they did covering the Reagans and Lugo injury. Now, a lot of people upset with Matt Quatrero. Benjamin and Cameron says, Vern, if I was asked, are the Royals ready to make the playoffs? My answer would be no, because of inconsistency. Yeah, and that's why right now they're not in the playoff picture if the season ended today. So honestly, we don't need your answer, Benjamin. The numbers say that on their own. From the 816, Vern, that might be the most epic Royals meltdown I've ever seen. Well, you must be like 15 years old then. Rally Mantis writes in. He wants Jonathan Bolin to join Chris Stratton. Okay. Rally Mantis, does that mean you want Jonathan Bolin to be a Dodger? Because Chris Stratton was just signed again today by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Man, give Jonathan Bolin a break. Guy's on fumes out there. This game's not on Jonathan Bolin. Look, he walked, four dudes? Yeah, he takes the loss. But score more than two runs against the Chicago White Sox. I mean, get real. I'm not blaming Jonathan Bolin, man. I'd rather blame the manager than Jonathan Bolin. Speaking of the manager, man, oh man, I have been doing this for a long time. Because I remember all these texts about Ned Yost. Somebody from the 816 is now spelling clown with a Q. And that's how you're going to address the manager. Okay, that's clever. I'll give you that. That's clever, texter. From the 816, Vern, it's time to sell Seth Lugo and Michael Lorenzen while we can still get something in return. Well, that doesn't seem like sound business. I don't know if I would take stock advice from you. I don't know. Listen, both are going to be free agents in the offseason, but the trade deadline is a month and a half away. You don't think there's anything better inside of Seth Lugo or Michael Lorenzen than what we've seen over the past few weeks? I mean, could you choose a time to sell any lower? Well, maybe you and I just disagree. I mean, obviously you think that Lorenzen and Lugo are only going down from here. I think Lorenzen can be a nice boost for this bullpen. And, shoot, man, you know, talking with the callers earlier about the depth of starting pitching that this team has. Nah, you know what? I don't even want to go there. Yeah. no need to talk about the postseason when you're on the outside looking in like the Royals currently are. Someone from the 913 is wondering if they're blocked for telling the truth and trying to bring to light the honest exposure of this Kansas City Royals ball club. No, you're not blocked. You're just not getting a response because I'm guessing you say goofy crap. No, I mean, who gets blocked? I think the only time you get blocked is if you say something, you know, racist or homophobic, or you go after somebody's family. Outside of that, I mean, Binkley blocks a lot of people, but that's about it. Jay Binkley is the only one that I know that, I mean, he blocks a lot. He's double blocked people. So maybe you should ask Binkley. Hit him up on Twitter. Ask him if you've been blocked. Pam writes in. She doesn't believe that the Royals are going to win 95 games anymore. Says if they can't beat the White Sox, Vern, we're in some deep trouble. Yeah, Pam, no doubt. I agree with you. And that's why I expect the Royals to get even tomorrow. Michael Wacha on the hill squaring off with Adrian Hauser. It's a 3:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Yeah, listen, I don't have any way to sugarcoat it. Don't be losing a series to the White Sox. I know. They just split with the Detroit Tigers. Okay? Split. You can't split a 3-game series. Go win it. Got Walk on the Hill tomorrow. Michael Lorenzen fighting for his life in the finale. Go get the job done. JT Noah always gets the job done. Always my pleasure working with him. Thank you, JT, for the work back in the studio, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.